Ronnie Gilley testified that he heard that he has been called a con man several times in court. Defense attorney Susan James, who is representing Jay Walker, a former lobbyist for Gilley, wanted to know how Gilley had obtained this information. U.S. Middle District Federal Judge Myron Thompson has cautioned that witnesses not be exposed to testimony. Gilley says he was told this by two of his friends, adding he is not sure where they heard the references, which he credits to McGregor attorney Joe Espy. Gilley says neither of his friends have been in court. I'm Karen Brown, WVAS News.
7th Congressional District Congresswoman Terry Sewell is in the Black Belt today listening to area farmers. Sewell, who serves on the Agriculture Committee, would have a key role in crafting the 2012 Farm Bill. She told the crowd today that she wanted the concerns of Alabama farmers to be noted in the bill, so she is dedicating the entire day listening to them. Sewell heard concerns of education, nutrition, and the need to have improved irrigation systems. Reporting from Dallas County, Selma, Alabama, Karen Brown, WVAS News.
Wow, that is impressive. Now, I want to backtrack a little bit. First of all, what was it about the impact of the State Board of Education that made you realize this is the place I need to be?
I was working at the University of Alabama, and that year, proration was a significant part of the education program. Salaries were cut. We didn't get our raises. Well, I won't say they were cut. They were not implemented, the raises that were promised. I wanted to know a little bit about that. And then the books in the schools were changed. And I just wanted to know who was responsible for all of these things that were going on. And when I started reading the laws of education in Alabama, I learned that the State Board of Education had a lot of impact on what happened to education. And that's really when I got interested in it. I wanted to know how the policies were made, who was responsible for this, and what I could do to have an impact on it. And that's how I became interested.
What year did you start teaching, and up to what year was that you actually received your doctorate from the University of Alabama?
I started teaching in 1950. I received my doctorate in 1979. From the University of Alabama.
I find it interesting that you said you were the first and only Black faculty member at the University of Montevallo for 7 years, and you said that you didn't have a lot of problems, but you faced some of the usual problems.
Mm-hmm.
What were some of those problems that you faced? Because you were a trailblazer at the University of Alabama in the 50s, University of Montevallo, and I'm sure there was not a strong African-American presence there. So tell me about some of the problems that you
no,
faced.
The Black students, there were very few Black students. In fact, I recruited the first two Black students to the University of Montevallo in my department. Both of them did well. But the Black students had no counselor, so to speak. They came to me. Then there were white students who mingled or who were close friends to the Black students. They also had problems, and I became their advisor, a counselor. So that was one problem. Then early in my career, the university put out a newspaper, and it was supposed to be a recruitment paper. At that time, I was very active in the Alabama Personnel and Guidance Association. That newspaper had a Confederate flag over one half of a page, and it represented what the student's room looked like. This shocked me, and of course I went immediately to the person who was responsible for that publication and asked that he would withdraw it, and then to the dean, and of course I had made up my mind that the University of Montevallo would not be the place for me if that was the paper that was going to be used to recruit black students. They did withdraw it, even though the first part of the publication had gone to press. Then the other problem that I, other thing that I thought was a problem, the university was anxious to show off their black professor. And every time somebody came, I was one of those who was involved in some activities. I remember when George Wallace came to the campus, I was a part of the entourage that was on display. And I just did not like that. I just didn't think that I needed to be a showcase for the university. However, the other thing that happened during that time was my second year there, my father passed. And I was so impressed because it was the first week in January, and two carloads of students and two professors drove to Huntsville to my father's funeral rites. So that made a real impression on me. Then a few weeks later, I found in the library books that faculty members and students had donated to the library in memory of my father. You know, this was all without my knowledge. So there were a lot of things that happened that made me proud that I was at Montevallo. There were people who did not know how to treat blacks. On my first day in class, the students had not been prepared for my presence. And the first ones who came in class thought I was the maid who was there to clean the room. Nobody had told them about me. So we ended up having quite a time trying to get acclimated to each other. But I never had, I had one incident that I didn't like, and that was one that actually caused me to think of leaving Montevallo.
And do you mind sharing what that incident was?
No, I don't mind it because I did recount some of it in my book. We had a visit from representatives from the Council on Social Work Education for a reaccreditation visit. Chair of my department had made plans for the committee to have dinner that night at one of the restaurants. The restaurant happened to have been in Vestavia. And when one of the members of the committee came to me and asked what was the specialty of the restaurant, I said, "What restaurant?" "The one that we're having dinner at tonight." I said, "I'm sorry, I don't know about that." And then she went immediately to the chair of my department, who told her that I had not been told about this because this restaurant did not serve blacks in a dining room. And, of course, the committee refused to go, and another restaurant was selected. But I just told them I had other plans for the night and wouldn't be able to accompany them. I didn't. This was a very embarrassing situation for my department chair, who could not explain to me nor to the university why she did that. And, of course, that just made me decide that since I had been offered the opportunity to enter the doctoral program, that would be a good time to do so.
Wow. I want to talk about the State Board of Education, mm-hmm. because it's my understanding you were one of the first African-American presidents of that board. Is that correct?
I am the only African-American to be elected the presiding officer.
Thank you for that correction.
Okay, we don't have a president of the board. By law, the governor is always president of the board. We elect a vice president who chairs the board meetings because the governor seldom comes to the board meeting. So in reality, the vice president is the president, but by law, we don't say the president, because the governor is always the president, just as Governor Bentley is the president of the board. Whether the governor attends the board meeting or not, he holds that position.
It's so unusual for women and for African Americans to gain those type of offices and that type of power over a very influential board. How were you received?
Very well. You know, I think it depends on how you start out. I really give credit to some of my board members. When John Tyson, former Attorney General, when John Tyson decided that he was going to step down, he had been offered a position in Mobile, he came to me and said, "I'm going to recommend you for vice president of the board." I said, "John, I don't know whether that would be wise." He said, "Well, I think so." In the meantime, we had another board member who had constantly become a friend to me, and I can't tell you why, but he was another long-serving board member from Hale County, and he would always tell me little things that I should remember, such as, before you present anything to your board, count your tally, meaning count your votes to see whether you have the support you need. That was Victor Poole. Victor Poole would always open his coat jacket, his jacket, and reach over in his pocket and say, "Count your tally." So I never presented anything to the board that I didn't think I had the votes to pass. So if I seemed to have been a voter too short, that meant that I knew where to work to get the board to pass whatever the item was that I had coming up for a vote. So I give credit to folk like Victor Poole and John Tyson for many of the things that they taught me, because, you see, there was no other black on the board to help me with things at that time. And blacks just had not had that experience. But I think it all depends on how one starts and how you learn to work with people, whether or not they will follow your program or the program. And I looked at it as the program for the board, not my program. And I'm just grateful that I was successful for those years. And it was my decision not to run again. I just felt that I had been at the helm long enough. I felt that I had made the contribution that I could possibly make that was for the benefit of the board and the state. And I asked them not to reelect me.
So, Dr. Hall, what is your message, number one, to educators today, and number two, to your predecessor on the board?
I would say, know what you are about. Know the goals of your particular organization, but in this instance, the state board. What were we trying to do? And who did we need to help us do this? Then you work with those groups, work with those individuals to get something done. One of the problems, big problems we have, is we like the name of being the leader of something, but we don't do what needs to be done to prepare for it. Preparation is so important to anything that you're going to do. So first of all, I think I had the educational preparation for what I needed. I knew how to study. You must read. You must study about your goals. You must study the opposition and what the opposition is likely to do. So the person has to be well-rounded. Another thing, be present. Be on time. I have a stickler for people who go anywhere late if they are supposed to be involved in things. I think you ought to be on time, and I think you ought to know what the plans are for that day. Don't walk in unprepared for things. So though, if you're prepared, and in all kinds of ways, you know, if you're prepared, if you know what you're going to do, if you know what the opposition is likely to do, you know, you can't go there just knowing what you need to do. You need to know what the opposition is likely to do. And you have to be able to win over those people who are opposed to the program. And it's not your program. It's that organization's program. It's the state's program. And I think that's a mistake we make so many times. My this and my that. It's not yours. You are doing it for the benefit of the people and for the children.
It's obvious that you love teaching. But why are you so passionate and committed to education?
Because, first of all, I think education is the way up and the way out, especially for minorities. A person who knows nothing gets nowhere. You are respected for what you know, not for what you talk about, what you know, what you prove you can do. People soon learn to respect that. And then I think I became passionate about what I was doing because I saw what it could do for others. I saw what it did for me. My parents, neither of my parents graduated from high school, but they were respected in the community for their leadership, for what they could do. And they pushed me. And I, in turn, have pushed students. I have pushed my own siblings, you know, and I just think that that's what we have got to do. We are going to have to make sure that other children have an opportunity for an education. It's the way up and the way out.